In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life talk show, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman as he shares the truth for the day.
Thank you so much for joining us again this morning. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor. And with me in the studio this morning, again, is Rich Schmidt. Rich is a member of our church, on our teaching staff, as well as serving in our community. He's the senior commander with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. He's been telling us how being a Christian has so many parallels to being in law enforcement. And Rich, you were sharing with us the last time about service and then accountability, being called into an account for what we have done wrong. Now, that's not something that namby-pambies necessarily can do, is it?
Well, that's an astute observation again, and you're absolutely right. First of all, thank you for having me once again, and it's always a joy, specifically as a Christian and as a law enforcement officer, to be able to go public and share a little bit about what we do, and certainly from a Christian perspective, which is how I've chosen to lead my life.
Right.
I'm so thankful that when I was a teenager, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and then have now had the wonderful opportunity to work in law enforcement for 27 years.
Sure, right.
You're absolutely right, and this is probably one of my favorite subjects to talk on, which is the courage of our officers and the courage that they must have, and we'll see how that relates to the Christian field in just a moment. When you think about it, what do officers do that most people wouldn't even think of doing? Officers run to danger when others want to run away from danger.
That's the first test, I guess, huh? Are you going to make it?
Right. And this is obviously a special breed of people.
Yeah.
It's special women, special men that say, listen, I am willing to risk my own life literally on a daily basis to go into harm's way to help our community, to help those in need, and literally at times to save those that are in tremendous danger.
Sure.
You know, the statistics are very clear as to how dangerous this profession is. Just last year in 2012, 52,900 assaults took place on officers.
On officers?
On officers. That's a whole lot of officers that have been assaulted in one year nationwide. A more tragic figure is that in just 2012 alone, 95 officers were killed in the line of duty.
Hmm.
That really hurts. And I've unfortunately had some officers that I've worked with our specific agency, four to be specific, that I've personally known and worked with,
right,
that have died over the years that I've been involved in law enforcement.
Hmm.
So it's tough, it's hard, but quite frankly, every single one of us, when we hold our hand up and swear an oath to serve and protect and put the badge on our shirt, we say we're willing to make that sacrifice if necessary. I had the privilege some years ago, after two of our officers were killed in a helicopter accident, to go to Washington, D.C. to the Law Enforcement Memorial, where literally tens of thousands of people gather on a yearly basis to recognize those officers that were slain. If you go to Washington and you go to that particular memorial, there are 19,660 names that are etched on that wall today.
Wow.
That's a lot of individuals that literally did, in law enforcement, make the ultimate sacrifice. It's a wonderful organization called Concerns of Police Survivor, COPS.
Mm.
And as a Christian, it certainly is a wonderful time, if you will, when those that know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can certainly help those in need.
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of how tragic it is when these are all young people, usually, that have been killed? And what courage they exhibited when they literally gave their life to serve their community. And you meet young widows and children and teenagers, and their lives have been destroyed because someone, some felonious person, did the worst possible thing they could to someone and took the life of one of our officers. Of course, officers are not the only people to die by acts of violence. They're probably in the minority when you look at the tremendous amount of people that are killed every single year. But these are terrible times, and it takes tremendous courage to be able to go out and face this type of activities. I've watched as the tough cops go to the funerals, and the ladies and the men stand by, and you watch them cry uncontrollably because they lost one of their fellow workers. It's hard. So when you see police officers on the street and you understand this is tremendous sacrifice that they make on a daily basis.
Right, right.
And potentially they're not coming home that night.
Yes.
So it really is a tremendous dedication. And I really admire the courage of all of our officers that get involved with this particular field.
And I appreciate you sharing these things because if we are able to help our children and young people understand the sacrifice, potential sacrifice, every day, our attitudes are going to be different when we are around a law enforcement officer. It's going to be one of gratitude, not suspicion.
Right, and that's such a good point. And unfortunately, in certain areas, people are very suspicious of police, and that's really unfortunate. Are there officers that unfortunately have, I'll just put it out there, have done things that are inappropriate? Yes, absolutely. But when they're found out, administration, which is literally what I'm part of, if we find out about it, it's going to be dealt with, and dealt with harshly.
Yes.
No nonsense when it comes to that type
no
of thing.
No partiality.
Zero.
It has to be, if you've violated your vows and what's ethically right, you pay.
Absolutely. And I know some hearing that are suspect of that, but it truly is. And I can honestly say this for our organization. There is accountability for those that choose to do improper actions. And some have literally gone and faced criminal prosecution because of things like that. But
right.
That's the minority. The
very
small minority. The majority of our officers are courageous. They're honorable. They have dignity, integrity. And they really are given to the duty of serving others. But just the thing, too, of what some of the people have suffered just within our area here. Just last year, we had two major issues that took place. The Sikh temple shootings, where six people were killed in the Oak Creek event. We had the Azana Spa, where three people were killed. These mass shootings that have taken place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very interesting that most everybody, if I said the word Columbine, thinks of one thing. The high school shootings that took place in 1999. And since 1999, when that really brought these type of what we call active shooter incidents to light, there have been 250 people killed by these active shooter incidents. So it's an unfortunate epidemic that's taking place within our country. We've just seen it again in Los Angeles recently with another shooting that took place. Senseless, unfortunate things, but these people, and I gotta say, I've seen some testimonies of people on the news, just tremendous courage in how they responded to these things.
Mm.
But when we look at our law enforcement people, that is what they do every single day of their life. And that brings us to the parallel that I find as a Christian. What type of courage are we as Christians called to? I can tell you stories that I've been involved in, and I'll just tell you one. Now I'm in administration, but when I was on the street and would get into occasional high-speed pursuits, I'll just mention one of them. They make the news, and it seems to be an exciting thing, and people get charged up about them. But when you're involved in it, it's an adrenaline rush. And I recall one time, it was late at night, it was third shift, there was no one else in my sector, and pulled over one specific car after a long chase. The front seat driver bailed out of the truck that I was chasing and took off. And I remember as I came around to the driver's door and I looked in, and there the passenger was with a gun in his hand. And I had my gun drawn because based on the circumstances, I knew that was a possibility. And sure
enough, there
it was with that gun barrel. And I pointed my gun at the individual. And as soon as I did, the best thing in the world happened for me. He started to lower the muzzle.
Mm.
And I didn't have to shoot him. But
yeah,
You know, those circumstances exist every single day for our law enforcement officers. Well, you know what? I got to thinking about that. What's harder to do? Would it be harder for me to take a gun out of my holster and point it at somebody that I think might shoot me? Or would it be harder to tell a loved one about the love of Jesus Christ? You know, I took a look in the mirror and I asked myself that question. Rich, do you have the guts? Do you have the courage to tell people the best news ever given to man, that Christ Jesus came into the world to die for their sins? That was a real challenge to myself. And I want to throw that out there as a challenge to others. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage to tell people the most important news that we've ever received?
That's a great question.
You know, as Christians, it does take courage.
It's kind of like the saying that I heard. It says, don't be afraid of them, be afraid for them.
And that's a wonderful statement. Don't be afraid of them. And we have, and I don't know, and we like to blame Satan for a lot of things, but what is it that causes us as Christians to freeze up and not to be able to share the gospel with someone, or thinking that, well, if I'm just a good person, or, well, if I just do good works around them, or if I just try and be a good person, somehow they'll figure it out. Well, the Bible makes it very clear, and in 2 Corinthians, we've been told that he's given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Like he says, as though God were pleading through us to be reconciled to himself. So God has chosen to use us as his Christians to have the courage to tell other people about Jesus Christ. And how important that is. God needs us to do that work. I've heard people say, God doesn't need you. I beg to differ. God made it very clear that he not only needs us to do the work, but he's called us to do that work. So it's extremely important. Standing for biblical principles is extremely important. Just one final verse. I have fought the good fight as a soldier. I have finished the race as a strong athlete. I have kept the faith. Are we being good soldiers for the cause of Christ? Do we have the courage?
And courage is something that we need every day. Telling other people the gospel. Saying no when other people say yes. These kinds of things, being willing to stand alone if need be, kind of like Daniel, who purposed in his heart by himself. 9,999 other young Jewish men gave in, and he said, sorry, I can't do it. And that is the kind of courage that motivates other people to follow, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. My friend, others are watching you. Let God work in your life. Stand up for what's right, and let others follow your example. Have courage. Be filled with courage, and that will encourage others. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you'd like a copy of today's program, or you have a question we can answer, won't you please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. Or just call us toll-free at 866-551-8935. That's 866-551-8935. For more information about The Word for Life, or to make a donation to help us continue to produce this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, please visit us online at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.